happen when you keep on rapping and say I refuse to be muted. I got the money to cause the in the jaws of and jewelry. I got the real estate ventures. I got vacation adventures. Well, hold up, I'm switching the gear. Follow me here. I got the mayor, the congressman, senator. I got the governor's ear. Yeah, I'm Muhammad Ali. Talking my prime. Taking my time. Diamonds on wood. Dip with a dime. Dip with a dime. My diamond and pinky ring streets in a chocolate thigh. Lord, humble me now. Lord, humble me now. Lord, humble me now. Cause you are the greatest the day that I make it. I swear that my haters, they gon' wanna die. Gon' wanna die. They gon' wanna die. They gon' wanna die. I had a dream. I fell from the sky. And I went straight to hell. The devil say, no, you gotta go back. Cause you were too fire. I'm too raw. You suckers is playing. And I'm a player. And this ain't a verb. You suckers is cursed. Was just a prayer. Lord, humble me now. Lord, humble me now. Lord, humble me now. Cause you are the greatest the day that I make it. I swear that my haters, they gon' wanna die. Gon' wanna die. They gon' wanna die. They gon' wanna die. Lord, humble me now. Lord, humble me now. Lord, humble me now. I wanted the Grammys for spitting my grandma. Did that for Atlanta. Did that for Atlanta, bro. Swept up like a janitor. Got sent to the slammer, bro. Treat me like an animal or some kind of Hannibal. Vicious and cannibal. The devil be doing you right when you doing it. The devil will ruin you. Behind me, Satan. I walk out the door, my head up in handcuffs with pride. Cause all of my heroes were handcuffs. The FBI shot some of them and they died. Betty and Coretta cried.
You're listening to WRNY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe, and I've got gas. Natural gas, that is. It comes to me through a series of pipes buried in the ground. Pipes that all too often get damaged by people who dig before calling 811. This causes real problems for millions of Americans like me who rely on natural gas to heat their homes and cook their food, but it's even worse for the people who hit the gas lines. Well, here's the good news. You don't have to be one of those people. Just call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CrowCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Blah. Blah. Hey guys, sorry. I had to copy that little noise at the end of the news. That was pretty fun. Hey, it's me. It's finally me again. Hi, guys. I'm NJ. This is my show. We like to call it Kitchen Sink. And I haven't been here for several weeks, unfortunately. So first it was alumni weekend, so I didn't have my show because all of the alums were here. I did, like, sit in on a show. They have, like, people that are DJs just like sit with the people that used to be DJs and make sure that everything's running smoothly. So I participated in that. I was in here And that was really fun, actually. It was a fun little group. I don't recall their names, unfortunately, but they were fun. And there was a lady, and she was playing her guitar, and she was really good. So that was cool. And then the week after, I was, like, so excited to have my show. And then it was Vinylthon. And I thought Vinylthon went from Friday night to Saturday night, but it went from Saturday night to Sunday night. And so my Sunday show was not possible because there was someone else here, unfortunately. And I don't have any vinyl. So I was like, I'm not going to do Vinylthon because I don't know what the heck I'd play. But maybe next year. Probably not, though. And then last week I went home for Easter, which was fun. I'm glad I got to go home. So now I'm here, though. Thank goodness. Really excited to be back. Today we have some fun music, but I don't know. I made this when I was really excited to do my show. And then Vinylthon happened, and then I didn't do my show. And it was when it was still, like, well, it was, like, the end of March, right? No, it wasn't. It was the beginning of April, and it was still, like, 30 degrees on average throughout the whole week. And I was like, this stinks. Let me make a playlist that'll make spring wanna come. So that's what I did. I tried my best. And so these are all kind of springy songs, which doesn't fit with today's vibe. It's pretty chilly, and it's crazy windy. But that's okay, because last week was, it wasn't actually very springy. It was very summery. It was quite hot, quite sunny, which is nice. But spring is nice too. So hopefully this week feels more like spring. I guess we'll see. But yeah, we have some fun, like, springy music, which is cool. And coincidentally, all of the, like, album covers of all of these, well, most of them, they're all very blue, which is cool. So that's fun. But I guess let's catch up first, shall we? It's been a minute. So what's going on? I don't know. It's the last couple of weeks have flown by. Like, since spring break, it's, everything has just, like, flown. It's been crazy. And, like, every week I'm like, ugh, 5.5 more weeks. Ugh, 4.5 more weeks. Now we're down to 2.5 more weeks. So that's pretty crazy. And then I'm out of here. And I'm home for the summer, and I can't wait. So that'll be exciting. Well, we'll see. I'm having beef with the summer right now because I desperately need to find an internship, and no one wants to give me one. But hopefully it'll all work out. I guess we'll see. And if it doesn't, then I guess I could do it during the winter. Anyways, so yeah, that's new. I've been doing, like, a little dancey dance. It's actually today at CurlCon. We're performing. And then this coming Wednesday at the Be Well Fest. So that'll be fun. I think, though, we're performing on carpet. And that's not going to be fun. But that's okay. So, yeah. That's pretty cool. And my parents delivered me a lovely little vehicle, because I know on here I've been talking about my car and how it exploded. It didn't actually explode. It just was really old, and it wasn't worth it to fix it. So now I have a new car, and her name is Rutabaga, and I love Rutabaga. And she gets me from point A to point B, and she's also pretty cute. So that's exciting. So, shout out to my parents. Hey, parents. Thanks for the car. Cool. All right, we're going to jump into some music because I feel like I've been yapping for a bit. We're going to start with Think About You by Jacob Sigmund. This is the only song of his that I know, but I think he's also part of Hardcore Kids. More on that later, because I actually don't know for certain, so I hope I'm not lying. But here we go. Thank you.
lying next to me. But in spite of my nostalgia, I'm still living for today. Darling, all I really wanna say is baby, the
do.
Can't feel a thing. How about you? When they told me it was coming to an end, ooh, your lips got better too. I wish I had a chance to throw away the key or hide this little wooden box from you and me. But we both know by now it's the only thing that's here to stay. On my neck, I won't forget you, no, no. I'm feeling like it's too good for us, honey. But I know sometimes a good ain't good enough. And it's so hard to leave it all like it's nothing. Now I'm waiting on the day when tomorrow runs away. And I'm holding on, holding on, holding on to this heartbreak. From on its moving, these impressions seem to paint me as a fool. And when the evening got her favorite kind of blue, ooh, I found my heart did too. It's on my neck, I won't forget you, no, no. I'm feeling like it's too good for us, honey. But I know sometimes a good ain't good enough. And it's so hard to leave it all like it's nothing. Now I'm waiting on the day when tomorrow runs away. And I'm holding on, holding on, holding on
love would fade, just like the leaves in September. And in this endless rain, our story stays the same, won't you remember? And as the seasons change, they said our love would fade, just like the leaves in September. But in this endless rain, our story stays the same, won't you remember? Yeah. I'm feeling like it's too good for a sunny, but I know sometimes good ain't good enough, and it's so hard to leave it all like it's nothing. Now I'm waiting on the day when tomorrow runs away, and I'm holding on, holding on, holding on to this heartbreak in a box. Oh yeah, and I'm holding on, holding on, holding on to this heartbreak in a box. Heartbreak in a box, and I'm holding on, holding on, holding on.
Hey, we're back. How's it going? That was a lot of music, I realized. So apologies if you missed me. So first we listened to Think About You by Jacob Sigmund, and then Philip's Bicycle by Charlie Berg, and then you just heard Heartbreak in a Box by Juice. Juice is such a fun band name. Like, and then that whole song, right? Heartbreak in a Box, and then your name is Juice. It's like a juice box, but sad. Just a thought. Just an image to put in your minds, you know. Awesome. Did I track that? I did. I'm so cool. Yeah, I'm back. Let's yap. Why not, right? So, what else is going on? Yesterday was me and my boyfriend's first anniversary, guys. Everyone clap. Awesome. Thank you for clapping for us. Appreciate it. And so we naturally went to go see the Minecraft movie. It was actually quite wonderful. So I'll be real. I'll be honest. And if Jack is listening to this, I hope this doesn't make you upset. I did not want to go see that movie. I was like, oh, I heard that this movie was stupid and I don't want to see it. I watched the trailer when I was going to see another movie. Maybe Paddington. Maybe something else. I'm not sure. But I was like, oh my goodness. This movie looks dumb. And it was quite dumb, but it's Minecraft, and I feel like I have really good memories associated with Minecraft. And so overall, it was a quite positive experience. So I would recommend go seeing it. It's fun. Yeah, I had fun. And then we played Minecraft afterwards, which was really awesome because I haven't played Minecraft in forever. I think I stopped playing. I don't know. I do it based on updates, right? Because there was like basic Minecraft. At least basic in my eyes, right? And then they started adding things to it. So I stopped playing like right before they added the bees, I think. Not entirely sure, but I think it's the bees. And now they have frogs, they have pandas, they have like real fish. They have turtles. It's crazy. Crazy. But I think the one thing that's funny is that they added all of these like little guys, but like the cow, the sheep, the pig, the chicken, like those all still look the same as they did, like even on like the phone one, you know? So that's funny to me. But yeah, so Minecraft, really cool. I wonder if I'm going to be playing a lot of Minecraft this summer. I could see that happening. But also, it's summer and it's nice out. So maybe... See, it's tricky in the winter because I don't have an Xbox at school. So... I don't know. And I don't want to get it on my laptop because that's probably like a lot of storage that I'll be wasting on Minecraft, unfortunately. But yeah, Minecraft movie, 10 out of 10. Maybe not a 10 out of 10, maybe like an 8 out of 10, but it was still pretty good. The villagers looked really funny, and I really enjoyed that, so that's really cool. Yeah, awesome. What else? Oh, I could say more about our anniversary, bro. It was so epic. It was so fun. So that was really cool. We went to the restaurant we went to on like our first real date. Isn't that so cute, guys? Isn't that so cute? So cute. Love that. But yeah, it was a fun day. So that's really cool. Awesome. And O-Fest was this weekend. I didn't go. I also haven't heard how it went from other people that did go. So I guess I have nothing really to say other than it was Neon Trees that came and performed. And they sang two songs that you probably know, but I don't know what they're called. That's what everyone is telling me. They're like, I know two of their songs. That's it. So then I'm like, why did we vote for them? But I hope the concert was good. They sing Everybody Talks and Animal. I know Everybody Talks for sure. I don't know if I know Animal. But anyways, that's that. Cool. I have some more music. I feel like I don't want to keep talking about Minecraft, even though I'm really enthused about Minecraft right now. I feel like it's the only game that I want to play because I don't know. It's like choose your own adventure. You know, like there's no real quest. I can do whatever the heck I want to. And there's good music. And the sounds, like the walking sounds and like the sounds of mining and like placing blocks down. I think there's like so much like nostalgia from me playing that when I was younger. So I think that's really awesome and really cool. And I love Minecraft, but not like in a weird way. Like it's just like it's fun. So I'm going to stop talking about Minecraft, though, because I feel a little silly. I feel like a little nerd. Oh, you know, today is also, there's like a New York State History Day event happening here. And I don't really know what that entails, but I saw a bunch of people walking around with little badges on. And I'm like, oh, that's fun. Cool. Made me think of my brother because he's a history major. And he's graduating. Happy graduation. When I was home for Easter, it was fun. We didn't do party planning, but like we planned dates for all of these like parties because my brother is graduating this year and I'm turning 21 this summer. And so we have like, I think, two graduation parties planned for my brother. And then like we always do a family party. I think that might be his graduation party. It might be our big family party. So it's like a joint graduation plus his birthday plus my birthday. And then I'm also having a birthday something somehow somewhere. I don't know yet, but it's in the works. So that was fun. We did a lot of like party stuff. It's going to be a party summer. I'm so excited for summer. I don't want to be in Oneonta anymore because I want to be home. Also, speaking of summer, so like the trees are so not ready for this weather. Like, I've been walking around and realizing that, like, the trees are just starting to, like, have leaves. And it's, like, 80 degrees out, and they don't have leaves yet. And I'm like, oh my goodness. You guys are, like, I mean, it's all because of the weather, right? Because it was, like, 30 degrees until last week when it was, like, 60 to, like, 80 degrees. So then they were like, aha, it's time to make leaves, and then they did. I don't know, I feel like it's just silly with it being like 80 degrees and seeing trees that like aren't fully like treed yet, you know. That's my nature observation of the day. I hope you enjoyed it. So now I'm gonna play some more music because I feel like it. We're starting with Blue Jean by the Brook and the Bluff, and this is gonna be fun. These are some good songs, so I hope you are excited. If you're not, please be excited. Woohoo! All right, here we go.
6:30 and I can't catch a break. My head is spinning like the fan on the ceiling. I got a feeling nothing's gonna change till you pull in the drive and you look in my eyes and everything fades away. Don't keep me waiting. Like a reset, like a worked all day, yeah.
Hey guys, it's Mia and I am back. My name is NJ, and this is my show. I like to call it Kitchen Sink, and I am back. You just heard Every Morning by Sugar Ray, and I had no idea what this man looked like until now. Oh, it's a band? Okay, one picture is just him, just the guy, and then there's other guys as well, but holy moly. Interesting. We'll just leave it at that. And then before that was Like the Weeknd by Stephen Day. So that's really cool. I like that song. And yes, I don't know, like, I haven't done a show for a minute. I feel like there's, I always forget what it's like. And now I'm having, like, writer's block, but it's like talker's block because I don't know what the heck to talk about. I have a performance later today. Everyone should come. It's at CurlCon. I couldn't tell you what time it's at, though. Probably like 4:20, 4:30, maybe. We don't know because there's like an order of events, but there's no like times attached to the order of events. And so I guess we'll see. We're playing it by ear, I guess. So that'll be fun. Yeah. I'm actually kind of excited. So last semester I did a dance. It was in Hunt Union. It was at like a study abroad kind of like event, I think, where like some people that studied abroad shared their stories and what happened and what they learned. And then there were some people that also like performed, like there were some vocalists, some people doing poetry. I don't know. It was interesting. But the crowd, I don't think was the right crowd for what we wanted. Cause we do like, I'm an OK Crew. It's like a K-pop dance group. So it's fun. And I don't know if that was necessarily a fun event, but oh well. But yeah, so I hope that it's a little more fun at CurlCon. And I'm looking forward to it. And then the Be Well Fest, we're performing there too. We'll see how that goes. IDK, we'll get there when we get there. It's also finals week. Well, it's not finals week. It's finals season, kind of. Because finals are, they start not next week, the week after. Ugh. I already got one of my lab practicals done, which was fun. And then I have one more on Tuesday. And then I have a bunch of finals, two presentations. It's going to be rough, but I'm not going to jinx it. So I'm not going to say what I said because I'm just going to let the universe decide what my GPA is going to be. Well, I mean, I guess I have a lot of say in what it is too. So me and the universe are going to work together and I'm not going to jinx anything. Awesome. But then once finals are done, it's game over, bro. Well, it's not. I'm still coming back next year. But this semester is done. Crazy. It's my first full year. Wow. So that's exciting. Oh, and then this summer, I get to apply for grad school. Holy moly. Well, we'll get there when we get there, won't we? Super cool. I wonder what else is happening this week. Because I don't really know. I feel like, oh, Terps. Terps is this week. That's exciting. I'm not in Terps. So for those of you that don't know, Terps is like our school's big dance company. And at the end of every semester, they have their show. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They're doing it. I'm going on Thursday with my friend. And I'm actually very excited. OK Crew's performing twice. But I'm not in either performance, but they're doing No Rules by TXT, which is going to be super cool. I kind of wish I did it, but I'm also happy that I didn't because I don't think I would have survived this semester if I did that. So, but next year, trust me, next year I'll be up there. Trust me, it'll happen. Oh, yeah. I got 15 minutes left. How do people do this for their jobs? For their jobs. Wow. Words are hard. That's crazy. Well, I guess they all have scripts, right? Like, I'm thinking of the guy that I listen to on the radio when I'm home. He's just always on because we just always have our radio on. And they have bits, and they have the bad dad joke of the day. And they have, we're giving away concert tickets. Answer these trivia questions, and here are your tickets. But I don't have concert tickets, so sorry, guys. So, yeah, that's really awesome. I do my best, though. It's been crickets out there. Usually I get a couple texts that are like, hey, tuning in. Haha, that was a really funny thing you just said. I love this song. Nothing today. Which is all right. It's all right. These things do happen. So I guess I'm going to play some more music. The next song is probably one of my favorite songs. I really like it. It's really fun. Really chill vibes. Love the chill vibes around here. It's called Natural Ability, and it's by The Crane. And he's releasing new music soon, I think. Or maybe he already did and I missed it. Let's check. Let's see. Oh, yeah. He has two new songs out? Three new songs out, maybe. That's pretty cool. Haven't listened to them yet, if I'm being honest. Obviously, because I didn't know that they were out. But anyways, here we go. This is Natural Ability by The Crane. I hope you guys enjoy the chill vibes.
Someone else travel through the spaces and the places in between. Haven't found my faith, but I got some reasons to live, so I kept on dreaming. Alright, alright, I'll tap on my screen like a time machine. That's the way memories proceed between me and me. I've walked through the mountains and rivers and seas to feel the sand and breeze. You up some flowers, the sunlight in my sleep. Words came out as I breathe, always here with me. Nothing more we need. Natural ability, living in my
the bush. Now I've learned to tell the truth, though it was obvious to you. Second thoughts help me this time. The answer's always inside and needs no diving. Yeah, take a moment and pause. May the darkest pathway lead you to the mountaintop where everything seems smaller than a dog. Could say it every day.
we're both throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19, she's got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do.
Hey guys, I'm back and I'm gonna talk over this really cool harmonica part. Just had to put my headphones on to make sure I could actually like hear what I'm saying. Isn't this song really cool? It's called Kill Me Girl by the Backseat Lovers. And it's really fun to play in the car because you can drum on the steering wheel. So that's really awesome, and I hope you guys really liked that song, because I really like that song. It's a good ender. Because unfortunately, our time here has come to an end, because my time ends at 3. That is why. Here are my closing remarks. I hope everybody has a fantastic week and a lovely end to your Sunday, because Sundays are, like, goated. Are they? I've come to appreciate Saturdays more than Sundays. I think Saturdays are more my reset days than Sundays. Then I can do whatever the heck I want to. Isn't that so awesome? Woohoo! Except today. Today I have a dance performance. I mean, it should be fun, but it's also like another thing that I have to do, you know? But it's okay. Live, laugh, love. My closing remarks. I forgot what I was saying. I hope everyone had fun listening. I had fun yapping and playing music. I also got to clean out some of my camera roll while I was sitting in here, and that was really cool. So maybe my phone will be able to back up soon. Woohoo! And I hope everyone's week is great. I hope everyone has a great night. I hope everyone eats awesome food for dinner. My plan? Couldn't tell you what it is. Maybe a burger. That would be pretty fire. I'm trying to get through all of the food that I have in my room, though. Because I don't have a lot, which is good. But, like, it's one less thing that I have to, like, bring home. You know? So maybe I'll eat Cheerios or something. I don't know. But, hope everyone eats yummy food and has an epic week. And I should see you guys all next week. I'll probably be here. I should be here. Yes, I'll be here. The week after, I'll be home, probably. But y'all can catch me at Radiothon, too. That's next Wednesday. Not this coming Wednesday, Wednesday the 7th. Just to clarify. But yeah, all right. I'm out of here now. Farewell. Have fun. Catch you on the flip.
That time of the year again where everyone gathers around family and friends to eat your favorite foods and turkey, I guess. We wanted to let you know that everyone at WONY WONY 90.9 FM wishes you a happy Thanksgiving and always make sure to keep it locked.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. Located at the first floor.